What's going on, people? Here's my random thought of the day. This might be rude. It may not be rude. We'll see just where it goes. We'll see. Let's go. So, I have certain things that bother me. I definitely do. One of the things that bother me, it bothered me in another sense, but now, as a whole, it bothers me. One of these things I got from my wife. And what my wife does that I now do is when jokers write or when jokers have a conversation with me and speak to me, this is the one I did, I correct them. Like, that's not right. You're not speaking correctly. Now, when I see jokers write stuff, I correct it. It's one of those things. It's crazy. Like, why in the world don't you know the difference between there, there, and there? Why don't you know that? Like this, there is a difference. Which one is it? Do you know? I do. Why don't you know? Why can't you form a sentence correctly? Why can't you do that? Why are you forming sentence fragments? Because here's the thing. Here's something that's crazy. You can make a statement, and a statement is actually a full sentence. Did you know that? No. Killing me. Another thing. You ebonic speaking jokers. See, the reason here, see, before you even think and or say anything, the reason why I say Joker and John Brown is because I don't want to cuss. That's what I say. So, back to what I was about to say. You ebonic speaking jokers. If your butt won't sit there and speak ebonics, if you are going to speak ebonics, please, pretty please, don't write it, because it don't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. It just doesn't make sense. When someone is attempting to read ebonics, it's like, what? That's what runs through my mind when I attempt to read someone who is writing in ebonics. Not even speaking in it. Speaking in it is a whole entirely different animal compared to a joke that just wants to write it as well. Like, dude. It just don't make sense. It just doesn't. It doesn't make sense. So what I need people to do, please, make sense when you write. Make sense when you speak. It is not that hard to do. It's just not. It's one of those things that just gets me riled up. And I want to choke you, but I can't. Because I love you. My goodness. Don't do it. Make one smack you in the back of your head. Oh, killing me. Please. People. When you feel the need that you want to say something to somebody or write something, please make sure it makes sense. And please, ebonics is a no-no. That's my final thought, man. I'm done. Have a good one. What is up, people? This is Van. I'm coming to you. My random thought of the day. You know? Today, I woke up. you know, did my little procedures and all that other stuff, getting up, brushing the teeth. Yeah, don't be talking about the brushing the teeth. Don't you say nothing. But get up, you know, and look at my phone, and I got a message from my wife. And she was talking. What's she saying? She says something about filling out an application because we're trying to buy a house, you know. And she said, fill out the information, no taxes, you know what I'm saying, so we can look at the, because you at home. And she said something else. I don't remember what the other thing was. But, see, my random thought is not even talking about that. But my random thought is that, man, yo, it's kind of awesome being married. You know what I'm saying? Because you got jokers that go out and party and try and pick up chicks, and then your butt get turned down trying to holler at somebody, and you get turned down, and then your butt get home and you sleep by yourself. It's cold bed, cold covers, cold pillow. You sleeping by yourself. Me, I don't sleep by myself. You know what I'm saying? If I, you know what I'm saying, we got extra rooms and stuff like that. So if I want to go in another room, because sometimes my daughter sleep in my bed and they take up all the space. But in any event, I could come home, open up my room door, you know, if my daughter ain't in my bed, even if she is in my bed. But I could come home and lay next to my wife. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like I said, sometimes my daughter in the bed, and I gotta move her butt out the way, cause when she's sleeping, she freaking she gets like she laying in the bed, right? She laying in the bed and she kicks the covers off. Kick the covers off. Covers is off the bed. Not even off the bed, but off of her. And she kicked the covers off of me. But she don't kick the covers off of mama. There's a mother on the other side, and she in the middle of us. But still, I don't, like, whatever. But still, I don't have to come home and be alone because I got a wife. So, if that butt thinks that you need to chill and relax and settle down and all the other good stuff, then maybe that butt should chill and relax and settle down. Get you a steady girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? Lead towards marriage and all the other good stuff. Because I got to admit, you know what I'm saying? That dolo stuff, you know what I'm saying? Jokers coming home alone. I used to live by myself for a while. And coming home by yourself, for yourself, in a house that's just empty. Get some juice. And then go upstairs and go to sleep. Cause you ain't nobody in there with you. So if I had a wife back then, I'd be guy. I got a wife now though. How about that? So all I'm saying is that marriage is probably one of the most awesomest things I've ever had to do. And it's probably one of them pinnacles in life. Get married. Have babies. Build. From foundation. Build a foundation. All that good stuff. So, my suggestion for all you single jokers out there that are sitting out there playing all them crazy games is you better chill out and go get you a steady girlfriend and chill. And relax. I'm saying, and even then, you know what I'm saying, it'll come in time. But that's my random thought of the day. Y'all have a good one. What is up, people? What is up, people? It's your boy Van. A random thought of the day. A little late, but at least I'm saying it. know, my random thoughts come to me randomly. But this one, I had it in my brain a little while ago and it just fell out. And it came back in while I was watching the news. The little Omenosa girl. Whatever her John Brown name is, the Omenosa girl that worked for Donald Trump. Popped back in my head then. Why in the world do people feel the need to voice all of their stuff out on Facebook like anybody cares? Either they doing that, or they looking for a sympathy card and somebody to pat them on the back and those others. I don't know. I just want to know why Jokers is always trying to put all their business out on Facebook. I just want to know that. Like, I don't want to know that you going outside. I don't want to know that. Another thing I don't want to know is your personal part. Like, if it's something like happy or something like that, I can understand putting like a happy notation or a happy little, you know what I'm saying, some happy business out on Facebook or something political or your opinion on something somebody said. But you know what I'm saying, just like putting your personal business, like talking about your aunt done did this, or your brother done did this, and your sister done did this. Or, like, come on now, for real, y'all? Come on now. I know y'all jokers is better than that. I know y'all jokers know better than that, too. I know y'all jokers know better than to sit there and try and put, you know what I'm saying, like, family business out on John Brown Facebook like it's supposed to be out there. Don't nobody need to know that stuff. You know what I'm saying, you want to sit there and have a conversation with somebody, call that joker on the phone. They got FaceTime right now. So all you got to do is, you know what I'm saying, FaceTime a joker, you know what I'm saying? You want to sit there and say something, get off John Brown's chest. And tell them why they on FaceTime, because FaceTime is in their face, so you might as well say you in their face anyway. John Brown Joker sitting there airing all your stuff out on Facebook. Not only you air all your stuff out, I'm saying, you sit there and tell you all your locations and stuff like that. What if I got beef with you, bro? Or sis, or whomever? What if I got beef with you? I'm saying, you sitting there saying, oh, I'm at Starbucks, or I'm at Subway or something like that. And, I know where that is. I know where that is. I'm coming to get you. Cause I'm going to come beat that hind down. I'm going to come beat that hind down. Cause I'm going to pull up on you. I'm going to smack fire at you. And I'm going to just leave. And then I'm going to post on Facebook, you shouldn't have told me where you was, dummy. See? See how that worked? Keep your John Brown business to your, you know what I'm saying, that kind of stuff like that. Certain things you need to keep to yourself. Certain things you just need to keep to yourself. Don't nobody need to know. You need to keep that stuff in or do stuff private. Cause don't nobody need to know that stuff. You need to leave that stuff alone. Sitting there playing around like everybody wanna know all that stuff like that. And you know, no jokers ain't supposed to sit there and say stuff like that out on Facebook because you wanna sit there and act ignorant. You John Brown freaking fracking joker, you. Keep your stuff off of Facebook. Playing around. John Brown joker. That's my random thought of the day. I hope y'all jokers have a good one. Later. What is up, people? What is up, people? It's your boy Van. I'm having a hiatus for a little while again. But I'm back. That's my random thought of the day. So check this out. I wake up, greet my little daughter because we chill at the house for a little while. We stay home, take care of business here, you know? And I look at her and I say, Maya, did you brush your teeth and wash your face? She says no. I'm like, okay. Go ahead and do that.
And then I start to think, and I'm like, why in the world am I telling her to brush her teeth and wash her face? I mean, I can get the wash her face part. That I get. I get that. I don't want no crust boogers in your eyes and all that crazy stuff. But the brush your teeth part is what I want. What baffles me is that joke is to brush the teeth and wash the face in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You know that butt is gonna go and eat breakfast or eat some food after you brush your teeth. So I'm like, why the hell do I do that? Like, why in the world do I brush my teeth before I eat? Because I'm going to eat breakfast. Before I brush my teeth. But then I'm going to have... Then see, this is one of the things that bug me out too. The joke is you eat breakfast and you got that nasty taste in your mouth from after you brush your teeth, so the food don't taste right. Why are you eating food before you brush your teeth? And then you get food in your teeth, and it defeats the purpose of you brushing your teeth because you're eating food. You ate food right after you brushed your teeth. So how come you just don't eat food before you brush your teeth and brush your teeth out? I mean, wait, that's not true. Because, you know what I'm saying? The dentist tells you after you eat every meal to brush your teeth or floss or something like that. So whatever. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You brushing your teeth? Never mind. I don't even get it. It bugged me out. But now that I think about it, it still don't make sense. But it makes sense. If you get that. But, no. That's my random thought of the day. It's a crazy random thought. But, oh well. Putting it up anyway. Have a good day.
What is up, people? Yesterday was really interesting, and it just popped into my head, and I just want to talk about it. Today is my random thought, so check this out. I have never seen so many financially conscious people talking about the cryptocurrency, which is, it's a new craze, but it's ridiculous. It's crazy. It's making huge waves. But let's talk about the people who are talking about crypto. Tons of people are talking about cryptocurrency. It's extremely interesting. But there's so many people who are financially conscious. Back in the day, like my dad and everybody was coming up, some people were financially conscious. Not everybody was financially conscious to take care of business and see an opportunity when it presents itself. And I'm so elated that so many people are so financially conscious. But when you become financially conscious, how come you can't take somebody along with you to become financially conscious? You just can't do stuff by your John Brown self. Because if you do it by yourself, and you come up by yourself, and you leave everybody behind you, what kind of person are you to do something crazy like that? So, if you become financially conscious, you should take it in your mind and say, you know what? Let me make some other people financially conscious. And make them aware of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? don't take much. Cause you become financially conscious and financially stable and etc. But what about everybody else? Jokers that you see struggling and can't make a check meet or going from check to check. So you gotta make other people financially conscious. I was excited to see all the stuff that was going through my newsfeed. I was excited. Because it was crazy. Crazy. So my question is, when you become financially conscious, why can't you let somebody else become financially conscious? Are you selfish? You got to be selfish if you don't want to let somebody else become financially conscious. You know what I'm saying? The come up is hard. But when you come up, you got to bring other people with you when you come up. Because if you don't bring other people with you, you know what I'm saying? You want other jokers to smile. You want everybody else, you know what I'm saying, to reap the benefits of being financially conscious and being financially stable. So, my random thought of the day is, you got to make somebody else financially conscious. Will you? That's my random thought. Now, jokers, have a good day. Later. What is up, people? What is up, people? It's Van, once again, coming to you with my random thought of the day. You know, one of the things I believe is I believe in karma and things coming back full circle. I believe in stuff like that. You know, I believe in goodwill towards men and giving. So, what have you done today for somebody else? Did you make somebody smile today? Did you make somebody laugh today? Did you make somebody think today? I know the day's just started. No, it's still early. It's 9:34 a.m. Day just started. But throughout your day, I guarantee you that something or somebody you are going to come across that is either having a bad day or a not so good week or a not so good month, and a kind word will make them feel good and make them feel like, oh, maybe the world is not that bad. Maybe this day is not that bad. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to think. Think like this. Let's say you in a restaurant and you get a bad customer service from somebody. And I've had to do this before. Because I'm a stickler for customer service. But that's beside the point. And that individual gives you bad customer service. Who is to say that that person isn't having a bad day? Let's, like, they tried to come into work and their car broke down. Or they came into work and they got a ticket. Or they got something to pay and they can't pay it. Because you got to think outside the box when it comes to certain things. Because if you don't, you just might ruin somebody's complete entire week just because of your actions. So, I say to everybody that decides to tune in and listen to what I say, kind gesture, one kind gesture throughout your day, I guarantee you that kind of gesture will make that person feel awesome.
and then they'll pay it forward and have a kind gesture for somebody else. Even if it's as simple as there's traffic and you let somebody come in the middle of traffic, even if it's that small, that minute will make somebody's day a whole lot better because they will pay it forward and make and do a kind gesture as well. Gotta think about it. That's my random thought of the day. Y'all have a good one. What's up, people? It's your boy Van coming back to you with random thought of the day. I was on a little hiatus, you know. Been on vacation, see some family for a little Indigenous Day. It's not Turkey Day no more now. Get it right. But, my random thought of the day is, why is everybody so sensitive nowadays? Really, really, really sensitive. It's not even a little bit. People are overly sensitive. Like, you could say something small, like, I don't like you in that color. And jokers just get pissed off and get mad. Or a major one. The I don't even know how to say it. Unbelievable. Whatever. It's something with an LB. I don't know how to say it. But the gay and lesbian community, you know. People get sensitive about that. If a joker say that they don't agree with it, I don't personally care. But people get pissed off about that. If somebody don't agree with it, then that's their what? Their opinion. And people are allowed to have an opinion about something because they a person, they're right to have an opinion. Can't deny their opinion. So I'm just wondering why people are so John Brown sensitive these days. Doesn't make any sense. Need to go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and hug yourself if you're so John Brown sensitive. Because you can stay sensitive and the world gonna keep moving. Regardless of your sensitivity, the world's gonna keep going and you still gonna be sensitive. But that's just my opinion. Because I'm allowed to have it. But, hey, check this out. Like I said, I don't have an issue with people having other sexual, you know what I'm saying, sexual orientations. I got a sister and some friends, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff. Family, all that. I love y'all. But that was just an example. So don't get sensitive. Don't come for me. If you come for me, I'm going to come for you. Don't be playing with me. But, that is my random thought of the day. Have a good one.